Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Outsourcing is so common that it's the subject of a primetime TV show where cultural misunderstandings abound at a call center in India. Let's listen to this Thanksgiving episode.
They're an odd couple, these pilgrims and Indians.
Yeah, they kind of had a complicated relationship.
It's quite simple, really. The pilgrims came to a land which was not their own and subjugated the Indians so the white man could run the call center.
Among the services now outsourced to Asia is the grading of college students' papers. About 15 U.S. universities and colleges, mostly business schools, are using so-called virtual TAs. Supporters say it helps free up professors. Critics say it takes away from the student experience. Joining us is Chanju Rajam, co-founder and former CEO of Edumetry Incorporated. It's a business that offers virtual TA services. He's currently a visiting associate professor of international business at George Washington University. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Do these virtual TAs do essentially the same thing as traditional teaching assistants, or how would you describe the similarities between the two and the differences?
Well, I think they're mostly similar in the sense that virtual TAs try and do everything that a real TA on campus might do in terms of grading papers, providing feedback, and generally working closely with the instructor of record to make sure that the standard of assessment matches what would normally go on, either if the instructor would do it himself or herself, or when the TA does it on campus.
So then what would be the main reason for a professor to retain a virtual TA?
I think there are a number of advantages that come with a service of this nature. The first is consistency and the timeliness of the feedback. TAs on campus, while they're committed to doing a good job, have preoccupations of their own. They're often graduate students or PhD students with courses of their own to take. Maybe they're a research assistant to a professor doing their own dissertation. Those kinds of preoccupations often get the better of their schedules. But also, one of the things that virtual TA does is provide feedback within 3 to 5 business days. The timeliness of such feedback is very important to close the loop in the learning process. Imagine submitting a paper and getting feedback 2 weeks later, by which time the student has lost his or her train of thought and what went into that paper.
So who are these virtual TAs and how are they trained?
Well, in short, they're master's or higher degree holders. Often they have master's or PhDs in a subject domain. They can come from anywhere in the world. And once we have them on our radar, we would often send some samples to them for them to grade. And then only after their work passes muster would we send them work. And even then, they often shadow a more experienced TA or a knowledge manager, as we call them, because these are the supervisors, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And how would you ensure that they're familiar with the course material?
A lot of preparatory work goes into this kind of a service. So, for instance, we would make contact with the instructor of record 3-4 months ahead of the start of a semester. We get their syllabus, we get past assignments, we get a copy of the textbook, any other grading criteria that the instructor might use, his or her PowerPoint presentations that are used in class. So there's a lot of familiarization that goes on before the start of a semester. And even after the semester has begun, often some samples will be graded, sent to the instructor for the instructor to provide feedback to make sure we're doing exactly what the instructor of record wants.
Mm-hmm. I still think, though, that you could run into some issues, even if someone did receive a master's degree in the subject material. There could still be a bit of a language barrier that someone who is not a native English speaker, per se, you know, might have difficulty then grading a college-level paper, and also sort of cultural references and things like that. How do you address those issues?
That's a great question. So on the language issue, we obviously turn to people who've been educated in the English language and whose command over the English language is superb. On the cultural nuances part, we choose our disciplines very carefully. We offer our services in areas where this is not an issue. So if you take psychology, for example, or mathematics, or just standard written English composition, these are areas where certainly in English composition, culture does enter into the picture, but there are other bodies of knowledge where this is not a huge issue And obviously we wouldn't cater to a course like the history of Western civilization or something that is very societally grounded, where cultural nuances become very important.
But then there's also the issue of context of what happens in a classroom. A student
sure.
may write something in a paper or include something because a professor mentioned it, or they had some sort of a tangent that happened during class, and a virtual TA would not know about that.
Sure, and that's a possibility, but that's not been a huge issue. You'd be surprised that most of the time if the student has an appropriate substantiating example and is persuasive enough or convincing enough, then it's not an issue. The TA can see that this must have been cited in the class and can often give credit for such work.
So the students don't know that their papers are graded remotely?
We leave that to the institution. So our relationship is with the institution and the instructor of record. And some institutions have openly mentioned this to their students, and the students love it because they get lots of very good feedback.
I've read that on average it costs about $12 for a virtual TA to grade a paper. There are probably a lot of folks who hear that $12 per paper number and think, you know, higher education in the United States costs upwards of $50,000 a year. I wonder, you know, how much time is really saved by this process, because it sounds like it's awfully time-consuming to engage in it.
A very large class makes it worthwhile. A small class of about 15 or 20 students might not make the service worthwhile because you can just do it yourself if you're an instructor. So it all depends on the type of course and the objectives, in the sense that if all you're doing is choosing to use that freed up time to zoom in on areas where students have made mistakes and use the feedback as a way to tweak one's teaching, then it really makes it worthwhile.
Why wouldn't a university just hire more traditional TAs then?
I think it's partly a numbers problem. Not all institutions have TAs. I think it's a little bit of a myth. If you look at 3,000-plus institutions of higher education in the United States, I would be willing to predict that no more than 200 or 300 institutions of those will have research budgets to be able to make TAs available for instructors. And we're going to have to think much more creatively about getting more out of a $100,000 professor. And clearly grading, which can be done by, pardon the expression, lesser models, ought to be left to lesser models. And I can tell you that in the 5 years that we've existed, not once have we ever been called on the content of our grading or the knowledge of the TAs. In fact, we've been accused, quote-unquote, of being too strict.
Chanju Rajam is co-founder and former CEO of Edumetry, a company that offers virtual TA services. He's currently a visiting associate professor of international business at George Washington University. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.